Hi, this is Dan Medina, Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Gardena, and I'm here with Eric Brendan, who is the leader of the Esquires Band, and we just finished doing a two-hour concert.
Yes, indeed.
for our ice cream social and free ice cream, pound cake, and hot chocolate. And there's a few things that a lot of people have asked about the Esquires Band. Number one, how long have they been in existence?
Since 1958 as a foundation. A little earlier than that. It was the founder, his son wanted to start a big band. He had like three friends with him, and he told him, you know, you're nuts. You can't have a big band with four people. He says, you go out and find a full band, and I'll get you some music. And so they came back about 2 weeks later. They had all the musicians. He said, well, I guess I got to go find some music. And it just kind of snowballed. They took a band trip. They all got into these old clunky cars, took off to Reno because Stan Kenton was having a jazz clinic there. And at the clinic, Kenton was so impressed that they had all come out there in these life-threatening vehicles that he said, you got to make this permanent. You got to make a foundation and, you know, teach this music and keep it alive. And so Paul did that, and we've been going ever since.
Wow. So you have a lot of I noticed when I was playing with the band that you have teenagers that just got out of high school, and then you have people, seniors like me, who are in their 60s, and they're all music lovers. Because the reality about what we do is if we didn't love it, we wouldn't do it. And I'm only speaking for myself. And I know most musicians I've ever spoken with, it's the same thing. It's a love for the music itself. And there's no price you can put on it. If I know for a fact if I could afford it, I would play for free. But my bills wouldn't agree with that.
So. Yeah.
what is your aspiration for the next 10, 15 years with the Esquires Foundation?
Well, what we're doing right now is, and what I expect to do over the future, is just to keep growing this. You know, we like you're talking about the love of music, we think that's infectious. And we keep bringing in these young kids, starting some of them even in middle school.
Wow.
High school, college age kids, they come in and they start playing this music and they recognize how beautiful it is. They see the words behind it and because we teach them, you know, if you can't play a song unless you know the words. And the words bring it together in you because it's drama that you're bringing. And they fall in love with it. They fall in love with the history of the era. They fall in love with the music and the fun and the energy and the energy the dancers bring. And I was amazed. When I first started taking the band over, I really thought that it might die because I thought that generation is, you know,
the genre of music.
They're at the end of the people who listened to this originally are going to start, you know, passing on and we won't have that generation anymore.
Well,
except in memory. But the dancers have brought it back.
Yeah.
The new dance swing era has lasted longer than
the
original swing
yes.
band
era. That's exactly what I was going to bring up. We were at, I have a rock and roll band, and we were playing at Canyon Country High School. And we were the first band, and the second band was a swing band. And I did not know that they have swing clubs in high schools.
Yeah.
And these kids, I mean, needless to say, when you're young, you're flexible, they were doing like gymnastic stuff that I would never dream of doing now.
But why they love this type of music.
Exactly. And I'm glad that genre of music is not making a comeback. It's just
making
a stronger foundation for what it is. And the other thing that I admire about, and I tell all my friends who have young children, to teach their children to learn some kind of an instrument because it improves their hand-eye coordination, it improves their math skills, and it also improves their self-esteem. Because there's nothing like starting a project and finishing it. There's a sense of pride, there's a sense of, now I can play Stairway to Heaven, you know, that kind of thing.
Or doing it well.
Yeah.
And doing it well. That's one of the things we talk about. We want our kids to perform music, to read music and perform it at the same time. And we remind them, you know, this is one of the themes of the band is that, you know, it's you have to play so that people who are not your mother will clap.
There you go. You know? Very good, yeah. And I really thank you for bringing the band to the city of Gardena. And there was a lot of people that just went out. You ran out of CDs today, so that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that with the help of Mr. Korski with the Gardena Neighborhood Watch, they'll get more information about your foundation and also about the CDs and find out where you're playing. So, thank you very much for having this interview with us. One of the things that a lot of people are asking is how can they get a hold of you? How can they make contact with you?
The best way is through our website. It's real simple. It's esquires.org, and We have that because we're a nonprofit foundation. Nobody in the band is making any money. Even the musicians we pay to play for us are really, they do it for, there's a lot of love, a lot more love than what we're not paying them what they're worth.
Exactly.
But they love to see this thing going too. So.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And in the words of my grandmother, who totally did not want to believe that I was a musician until she finally went to Lake Tahoe, she said, "You're doing God's work when you play music." Because music has no color.
Yes.
And music has no genre of gender, should I say. And
it's
music,
emotion.
Yes, strictly emotion, and that's forever binding.
Yeah.
So thank you again on behalf of the Gardena Neighborhood Watch. I'd like to thank all of you for listening in. This is Dan Medina, Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Gardena, saying thank you and God bless you all.
God bless.